Hello? Anybody home?
Today, I want you to open your mind.
I've almost come to the conclusion that the story is so damning that the mass of people can't deal with it.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques to get people actually to love their servitude.
We face a hostile ideology, global in scope, atheistic in character, ruthless in purpose, and insidious in method.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
To change the minds and the attitudes and the beliefs of the people of the world, and especially the United States, to bring about one world socialist totalitarian government.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time.
If you can get people to consent to the state of affairs in which they are living, then you have a much more easily controllable society than you would if you were relying wholly on clubs and firing squads and concentration camps.
Tools of conquest do not necessarily come with bombs and explosions and fallout. There are weapons that are simply thoughts, attitudes, prejudices, to be found only in the minds of men.
The military-industrial complex not only controls our government, but they control our culture.
As you connect the dots between different people, organizations, places, religions, history, suddenly the picture starts to form. If you don't connect the dots, it's just a mass of what's all this about.
The kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure.
Someone born in the United States is not more special than someone born in Mexico. Someone who is white is not more special than someone who is black. They're just vehicles for the consciousness to experience.
Brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people.
War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength.
They do not want your children to be educated. They do not want you to think too much.
It was learned that the aliens had been and were then manipulating masses of people through secret societies, witchcraft, magic, the occult, and religion.
They reach into our children in music, television, books.
Pray on children's innocence.
How can I disprove lies that are stamped with an official seal?
So if you have the opportunity to stand next to one of these machines, it feels like an altar to an alien god.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer, because too many others know what's happening out there. And no one, no government agency has jurisdiction over the truth.
Any state, any entity, any ideology that fails to recognize the worth, the dignity, the rights of man, that state is obsolete. A case to be filed under M for Mankind in the Twilight Zone.
It's about time some of you got acquainted with the real hard truth.
Freedom is the privilege to be right. Freedom from the disasters of our mistakes.
It's the heart that says, I will not acquiesce.
Across the gulf of space, intellects, vast and cool and unsympathetic, regarded our planet with envious eyes.
Perception is the key, and the heart is the solution.
Heart perception will change everything.
I'm Ryan Gable, your host, and you are listening to The Secret Teachings on The Fringe FM. If you'd like to contact the show, you can email us at rdgable, G-A-B-L-E, at yahoo.com. Find us on social media at facebook.com/ The Secret Teachings, and or visit our website at www.thesecretteachings.info. For my books, the show archive, the montage archive, top news, and more. It's all at thesecretteachings.info. You can also visit the network website at thefringe, fringefm.fm and download the Fringe FM application to listen to the shows live and all of the on-demand shows, which is a cool feature of the app. It's free to download, and you can download that on your Apple phone or the other phones that you might have. I know there's a variety of others. I think you should be able to download it for everything. The Fringe FM app, it's been out for a couple of weeks now, the new one. So if you haven't updated, the old one's not working. That's why we have a new Fringe FM app. So you can get that at the app store. When I sit back and I look at piles and piles and piles of papers on my desk and put them together into a concise, hopefully concise, and organized show every night, there are many topics and many subjects, many articles, many headlines, many reports, many stories, things that we could look at from a variety of different angles. Last night, we talked a little bit about the way in which advertisers and marketers sell you an idea. Not so much a product, but an idea. And I was joined by my friend and co-host, Hope. We had a discussion on fake meat. And the show last night was called Mock Meat, Where's the Leaf? You know, like the old Wendy's commercials, where's the beef? It's where's the leaf? And we looked at how all the fake meat companies sell you an idea of how their product is more sustainable, it's better for the environment, it's better for you, it's better for the animals. And although some of these things may be true, some problems may be solved with so-called fake meat or mock meat, other problems are left unaddressed. Other problems are addressed poorly, and new problems are created. The damage done to the environment over soy production is baffling and something that very few environmental groups will address because it's their solution to animal agriculture. You've heard people from Kamala Harris to even Richard Dawkins has spoken about this, why we should no longer consume meat. And I've been an opponent, in a sense, but a proponent of your free choice. I've been an opponent of meat for a long time because I don't like meat. But it's the advertisement, it's the marketing, it's the ideology, the idea sold to us that a certain choice that we make classifies us as this or as that. Like last night, I gave the example that if you eat an organic diet of vegetables and fruits and legumes and things like that, what'll often happen is you'll be labeled as a liberal or a Democrat or far left. You don't eat red meat as a man. You're not even straight. You're gay. So there's a sexual, a political, there's a social component of food choice. It's the same with beverages that we choose to drink. Well, if you drink purified water, why would you do that? Drinking purified water, that's crazy. There's nothing in your water. You might also be, you know, an environmentalist or an extremist. Maybe people think that you're a classic tree hugger because you want to drink purified water. So the point is, just recapping very briefly last night's 3-hour special show. It was 3 hours if you missed it. The normal show is 2 hours. Other things are sold to us with these same kinds of ideas. And even the subject of mock meat is very important within a certain historical context that warns of future events in the constant recycling and repeating and mimicking and mirroring of history. We've heard over the last 5 to 6 years, it's increased and been amplified, calls for a new Green Deal that would cost trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, that would decimate essentially the entire global market and would totally destroy everything that everyone anywhere in the world, for the most part, knows as civilization. And so as a result of the overwhelming rejection of such an idea by even people that might be considered maybe somewhat extreme or somewhat overzealous about their beliefs, the Green New Deal was merely a political tool in the United States proposed by a seemingly innocent woman of color who was elected to representative government named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And it was really just her idea. Yet it lives on through Prince Charles. It lives on through Klaus Schwab. It lives on through the World Economic Forum. It lives on through Bill Gates. You might think it doesn't live on through those people. Those people are the ones that designed it. And if you're thinking that, then you'd be correct. People like Cortez are just lackeys. Ultimately, people like Bill Gates, they are the public face. But they are ultimately lackeys. When you break down what has become overtly, beyond overtly obvious, and that is the attempt to overthrow the current global order, not in a Renaissance revolutionary format or form, but in a tyrannical authoritarian form in which there is no expression of the human experience. They'll tell you over and over again, you're going to get all this free money. You're going to get all these free things. But nobody's giving you free stuff without expecting something in return. I have an audio clip I want to play for you. This is Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum. And he goes beyond just talking about money and free stuff that some extremist politicians in the United States have promised people if they vote for them. And they're really, truly, at least in the United States, they're a minority. But on a global scale, Klaus Schwab says this is what's coming. He says that we are going to essentially merge the various components of humanity. And he speaks on the point of transhumanism, which I've spoken about here on the show, being related to, and I've talked about it in my book, The Technological Elixir, being related to people that consider themselves transgender, people that are in the LGBTQ community or of that affiliation. These groups are used and abused to destroy humanity in every one of those individuals who identifies as lesbian, bi, queer, and to destroy people that consider themselves straight. It's meant to destroy and to decimate, not to free and to liberate and to create equality, because in a futuristic scenario where humans are replaced by machines, machines have no gender, they have no sexuality. So here's what Klaus Schwab had to say from the World Economic Forum.
It's at the end, what the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
A physical and biological fusion, and our digital identities. Physical, digital, biological identities will be merged. I know the audio there was a little bit almost overmodulated, but that's how I found the audio online. I couldn't find a cleaner clip of that before the show. But this is what Klaus Schwab said. I'll play it for you one more time. It's a merging of these three identities, biological, physical, digital identities.
It's at the end what the fourth industrial
revolution. The fourth industrial revolution
is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
physical, biological identities merged together, a fusion of these identities. This is transhumanism. This is the end of human experience and the replacement of that experience with a digital avatar. Samsung, the company Samsung, has published a white paper several months ago. They've already advanced this technology in development, but they're working on something called sixth generation technology. And this sixth generation technology is, in their own words, about creating a digital sub-reality, creating an environment where there is a replica you, there are replica places, a digital immersive reality, which is controlled by machines, in their own words, controlled by machines, and the machines will make the decisions for you, but you'll be immersed in this virtual, digital, matrix-like world. You'll be essentially plugged into it. Now, I find it interesting that that seems to be, on the surface, one of the most blatant and brazen suggestions for the next 10 or so years of human development. Yet, the other end of that spectrum, which is still extreme in my opinion, but not as extreme as connecting to computers and merging with some type of digital system, virtual system, computer system. But it's that along the way, we're promised that if we give up everything, we will have all this money and all of this ability to travel and to have freedom to do whatever, as long as we get health passes. Airlines and Ticketmaster now are calling for health passes and vaccine certificates before you're allowed to fly. So you think, well, if I give up my right to exist freely, and if I get the vaccine certificate, if I get the health pass, if I take the universal basic income, then I will be free. I won't have to work. I'll have money, and I can do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. That is a fraudulent utopia. It does not work. It never has worked. And this time, it's on a global scale. You see what happens historically when this type of forced, controlled, top-down, Politburo-like governance is tried. Tens of millions of people starve to death. Tens of millions of people are slaughtered for being identified as opposition, even if they might not be opposition to the controlling power structure. Millions of people who are untouched by that controlling power structure are beaten and tortured. They have everything stolen from them, not by government, but by mobs of morally superior, self-righteous, virtuous individuals who believe that they are on the right side of revolution. A continued revolution which never ends. This is on a global scale. And from the Rockefeller Lockstep Program, one of their four solutions to restructuring the world, to Event 201, to Dark Winter, back in the early 2000s. Remember recently, Joe Biden said we're heading into a dark winter in reference to this bioterrorism attack of smallpox, but we have COVID-19. And as you follow that path into these papers that the Rockefeller Foundation, that others like the Rockefeller Foundation, the World Economic Forum, Johns Hopkins, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and others have published openly and have conducted these exercises that essentially have gone live. As you follow that path, you find that the only reason anyone anywhere is suggesting, let's give people some free money, it's to get you to waive your right to be a free individual. Whether that's based on fear, or it's based on coercion and intimidation, which will come after fear if fear does not work. And after coercion and intimidation, if that doesn't work, then there's physical assault. And you see this all throughout history. So Klaus Schwab said, we'll merge the physical and the biological and all of these other identities, the digital identities, together. That will be the fourth industrial revolution. He also said, quote, many of us are pondering when things will return to normal. The short response is never. Nothing will ever return to the broken sense of normalcy that prevailed prior to the crisis, because the coronavirus pandemic marks a fundamental inflection point in our global trajectory. It will lead to a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identities. I could have done the accent. It will lead to a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity. We here at the World Economic Forum, working with Bill Gates and the World Health Organization and the United Nations, we will take control. You will do what we tell you to do. I mean, people are scared of like Nazis or communists or whatever they might be afraid of, politically speaking or socially speaking. Do you really think that these people are your friends that are here to like protect and save you? Who believes this? Does anybody actually believe this? This is an exercise in perception management and perception control. You really think Joe Biden won the U.S. presidential election? But the mass majority, just like the mass majority opposed Kamala Harris, they opposed Joe Biden, with the exception of large numbers of people that just don't care, because as long as it's not what we've been told to hate, then everything will be all right. The mass majority of people do not stand or support, I don't believe, a global great reset. But they're not going to do anything about it, as history shows us. Only a small number of people in history do anything to overthrow such tyrannies. And this one is being introduced in a new way. For decades and decades, for a century plus, these types of groups and this type of psychological warfare has been used. It has been tested. It has been perfected. And it's now being used on a global scale. Klaus Schwab wrote, every country from the United States to China must participate, and every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. All aspects of our societies and economies, he says, must be revamped, from education to social contracts and working conditions. And of course, one of his partners at the World Economic Forum is Prince Charles, the Red Dragon Prince Charles, who also said, we have a golden opportunity to see something good from this crisis. Its unprecedented shockwaves may well make people more receptive to big visions of change. And the article that I read this from in The Hill, Introducing the Great Reset, it's back from June of 2020, there's a line at the end that I thought was very interesting. It says, can you imagine George W. Bush or Bill Clinton, former presidents, printing trillions of dollars and mailing it to millions of people who didn't lose their jobs? This would have been unthinkable just a couple decades ago. Today, this policy garners bipartisan support. So let's think about that as we move into the second segment of this first hour. Printing trillions of dollars and giving it to people? Do you honestly think, does anyone honestly think, that you get to keep your house and your car, or you get to keep the little bit of whatever it is that you might own, and you get a bunch of free money, and you get to keep everything that you already have, you get a bunch of free money on top of that, and then you get to continue to live your life the exact same way? Okay, they're not donating through your PayPal to you. There are going to be major restrictions on what you can or cannot do, as you already see, once again, reoccurring now here in mid-November 2020 in places like New York and Idaho and Michigan and other states in the United States, primarily blue states. Massive lockdowns, quarantines, threats, intimidation, coercion, physical assault. A lot of that handled by the public themselves, more so than even government officials. Police across the board don't seem to support this, but it seems like everyone's a little bit confused of what to do, as governors like Cuomo in New York or even in Michigan have been told by the Supreme Court, you cannot limit gatherings. You cannot prevent people from worshiping. You cannot do what you are doing. And yet in a flagrant abuse of power and a flagrant violation of the law of the land, common sense, human rights law, and those speaking about mandatory vaccines, it's also a major violation of the Nuremberg Code. These people should be arrested and tried for their crimes. And is this going to happen? In all likelihood, probably not. In all likelihood, things are going to proceed the way that they are proceeding because this is a mirroring of history. And this is what happens when we allow ourselves to be manipulated. We know that we're being manipulated. We don't buy what we're being told. You really think Klaus Schwab cares about you? You think Bill Gates cares about you? I'm so sick and tired of hearing about conspiracy theories and fake news and all of these types of things and being labeled as a Trump supporter. I'm a supporter of like free humanity. And I can tell you this, free humanity built all those things that you own. They built, free humanity did, all the things that you think you might want if you're talking about possessions. But free humanity also built strong communities. It built a more free and truly equitable environment where everybody has an opportunity if they choose to exercise their rights. And it's a choice. Giving people free stuff does not build that kind of environment. It creates self-righteous, entitled mobs who are turned against each other that launch and wage destructive acts against others. A perpetual revolution that never stops, that never ends, that will ultimately require probably blue helmets to stop it. Organized manipulation and criminal activity, and all we care about is what's for dinner, what's on TV tonight, making sure we have our mask on. The Great Reset will lead to a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity. They're telling you what Google told you. They're telling you what Ray Kurzweil told you, what Elon Musk told you. No one's hiding this. This is what's here. It's no longer coming. This is the Great Reset. I'm Ryan Gable. This is The Secret Teachings. Stay with us. There's more after this right here on The Fringe FM.
Want more of The Fringe? Check out thefringe.fm for more information on your favorite shows. Also, don't forget to check out The Fringe mobile app or the other ways you can tune in through the Paranormal Radio app and TalkStream Live. Where the normal and paranormal collide, it's The Fringe FM.
If you'd like to hear more of The Secret Teachings, if you missed a show or part of a show, sign up to the ever-expanding archive at thesecretteachings.info. When you subscribe for a month or year, you get access to the full show archive to every show after it airs. You can download and stream unlimited episodes and share your login with friends or family. With your subscription, you can also get access on the website to all of Ryan's digital books and the ever-growing montage archive. Just visit thesecretteachings.info and click on the Donate Subscribe tab at the top of the page. Use the secure PayPal link and start your membership today. By subscribing, you support The Secret Teachings, The Fringe FM, Ryan, and yourself.
Alex Exum. My name is Alex Exum, and you're listening to The Fringe FM.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com.
TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Why listen to The Fringe FM? We are your number one source for talk radio the mainstream media won't touch. Joe Roop brings you everything occult with Lighting the Void. Ryan Gables shatters paradigms with esoteric knowledge on the secret teachings. Gigi and Cortana explore the inner workings of our reality with Shift Happens. Jess of The Rogue Report brings you years of research to explore the hidden facts behind alternative topics. And myself, Alex Exum of Live Talk, the so-called Joker in the deck. We are The Fringe FM.
This is The Secret Teachings. To contact the show, to share information and your opinion, or give recommendations, email rdgable@yahoo.com. Visit the Facebook page at facebook.com/TheSecretTeachings or our website, thesecretteachings.info.
This is KTLK Digital Broadcasting, somewhere between the normal and paranormal.
A collection of question marks. No reason, no explanation. Just a prolonged nightmare.
Right here on The Fringe FM.
This is Kev Baker of The Kev Baker Show. You can find me at Truth Frequency Radio or on my home website, www.kevbakershow.com. And you're listening to The Secret Teachings with Ryan Gable.
Truth is out there, and so are we. KTLK, Digital Broadcasting, The Fringe FM.
The Secret Teachings is the middle ground between the mainstream and alternative, between the official story and clickbait conspiracy. It lies between man's lack of critical thinking and his acknowledgement of discovering the patterns of nature. This is a radio show of objective analysis from the occult to pop conspiracy and health. A show we call The Secret Teachings. You can catch the broadcast Monday through Friday on The Fringe FM, thefringe.fm, and www.thesecretteachings.info.
It's great to know that there are some young people in America who do have a good mind and are actually seeing what's going on and doing something about it. And that's why I'd be delighted to come on your show anytime. You call me and I'll be there. Hello, folks. This is Jordan Maxwell. My website is jordanmaxwellshow.com. And you're listening to The Secret Teachings. Excellent shows. Keep listening. With your host, Ryan Gable.
They've delivered us a clear victory, a convincing victory, a victory for we the people.
And the Jedi Rebellion has been foiled.
What's happened?
The Chancellor's been elaborating on a plot by the Jedi to overthrow the Senate.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't want people to forget the people who continue to enable you-know-who. In a tweet asking, is anyone archiving the you-know-who sycophants when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future?
The attendant on my life has left me scarred.
Press the so-called reset button.
But my resolve has never been stronger.
We can do better.
The nature of peace and the nature of order.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the first galactic empire.
Safe and secure
society.
Now
has the time not only to fight Syria virus, but to shape the system.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal.
It is imperative that we reimagine, rebuild, redesign, reinvigorate, and rebalance our worlds.
We can do this. We can build back better.
To ensure that we do not fall back to old recipes, but that we really look at forward-oriented solutions.
We're seeing all over this nation, all cities and all parts of the country, indeed across the world, an outpouring of joy, of hope, renewed faith in tomorrow. Bring a better day.
So this is how liberty dies.
Press the reset button.
With thunderous applause.
That we have to bring about, together with other countries, a different consciousness of what a world order is.
To lead in shaping a new world order.
To try to find an order that the whole world can accept.
Equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place.
The battle to restore decency, defend democracy, and give everybody in this country a fair shot. That's all they're asking for, a fair shot.
For a safe and secure
new world order.
The nature of peace and the nature of order.
We are standing up for America and for the American people. And we are also standing up for the world. That is why America will always choose independence and cooperation over global governance, control, and domination.
My single greatest concern, this president's going to try to steal this election.
The Chancellor's been elaborating on a plot by the Jedi to overthrow the Senate.
They've delivered us a clear victory, a convincing victory, a victory for we the
you know the thing.
An outpouring of joy, of hope.
And a remaining Jedi will be hunted down and defeated.
Press the so-called reset button.
Rebuild, redesign, reinvigorate, and rebalance our worlds.
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
We can build back better.
I'm Ryan Gable, your host, and this is The Secret Teachings on The Fringe FM. The Great Reset is upon us. The meeting in just a few months. Klaus Schwab and others like Prince Charles the Red Dragon have been telling us what is going to happen, regardless of what we choose, what we think, what we desire. They tell us that we will merge, as Klaus Schwab says in his own words, we will merge your physical, digital, and biological identity. The only audio clip I have of that is a little bit muffled, but here it is.
It's at the end. What the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
This is what Google has said will happen by 2030. This is the Agenda 2030 of the United Nations. And it's like the battleships are positioning themselves, whether it's the World Health Organization or the United Nations or the World Economic Forum. The agents that work for these entities, from Fauci to Bill Gates to Klaus Schwab, are positioning themselves on the decks of the ship, giving the order, or readying themselves to give the order, to fire all cannons. And they have positioned themselves on Zion, the last human settlement that has not been overthrown by machines. And that could be metaphoric of the United States, or it could be metaphoric of all human beings who are ready to reject and fight against what is here. This is the scene in Independence Day. It's actually a mixture of two scenes in Independence Day where the ship comes out of the atmosphere. It's so large It comes out of the atmosphere on fire, and then it settles over major cities. And then the ship opens up, and it starts drawing in energy, and the beam comes down on the White House, and then you see, and it obliterates everything. This isn't facetious. This isn't hyperbolic. I mean, at this point, how has the average person not seen the ship over the city? How has the average person not picked up on from 6 months ago to the beginning of this year, January? It's almost been a year. Everything that you've been told about COVID, everything we've heard about infectious diseases and how to mitigate them has been changed over and over and over again. In fact, Dr. Fauci on CNN just said last night that even after you get a vaccine, you will still social distance, you will still wear a mask. He's pleading with people, don't give up on these health choices. They will still be necessary even after a vaccine.
But I would recommend to people to not abandon all public health measures just because you've been vaccinated, because even though for the general population it might be 90 to 95% effective, you don't
necessarily... And see, here's what happens. Fauci can say, I recommend it. Well, there are many people that I've run into physically out in public who will tell me, once I get into a discussion with them about masks or whatever the subject might be, people have freaked out because I walked too close to them, even if I would have had a mask on. They say they don't listen to scientists. They don't listen to anybody except what Fauci says. And it's stunning the number of times people have actually said those words to me. I don't care what the science says. I'm listening to Fauci. I mean, these are people, these are serfs that are groveling to a king, to a lord. Don't kill me. Please give me some food. Please let me live. I'll kiss your feet. I'll do whatever you want me to do. And they are consumed and possessed by fear. They are consumed and possessed by ideology. And they truly know not what they do. And it's unfortunate that so many people have been consumed by this, but I truly do not believe that the mass majority of people, human beings around the world, at least in the United States, subscribe to that mindset. I think it's a very small minority. And I think that if you were to look at, for example, the number of people that watch mainline press, CNN, Fox News, the number is very, very, very small. I mean, there are old replays, TV shows, SpongeBob sometimes, the TV show, beats out nightly news for viewers. So these networks and TV shows, the sources of information, for a lot of people, they are the arbiters of what is divine, but for the mass majority of people, they ignore it. They might be consumed in social media and other things, but that form of communication and propaganda, although it is still strong, it is dying and fading away. And all the resources, all the energy is being absorbed by a global body that is telling us, like Henry Kissinger has said for years, we will see the emergence of a new international order. And we see that new international order. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being very serious. Like, this is happening. They have published everything. They have told us what they are going to do. Klaus Schwab said there will never be a new normal, like the old normal, rather. Will not return to the old normal. He said never. Nothing will ever return to the broken sense of normalcy. He says, this is a fundamental inflection point in our global trajectory. It is a solution to the problem of free states and sovereignty and individual ownership of the mind and the body and the soul, which is why Klaus Schwab said We will merge your physical body, your digital body, and your biological body. I mean, Klaus Schwab sounds like a Borg. We will merge your biological and technological distinctiveness with our own. I mean, seriously. I mean, listen to this guy. It literally sounds like the Borg.
It's at the end. What the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
Resistance is futile. It's like a script, and it's like predictive programming. We will merge your biological and technological distinctiveness into our own. And Klaus Schwab says that we will merge the physical, the digital, and the biological. And that will be the fourth industrial revolution. And it's here. And so the World Economic Forum that Klaus Schwab heads up with the great red dragon of the apocalypse, Prince Charles, who said that this is a golden opportunity to see something good from a crisis. It's unprecedented because now people will be more receptive to big visions of change. Because if anyone would have stepped onto a podium and said, we're going to make you take a vaccine, we're going to have a health pass to fly. We are going to have a health pass if you ever want to go to another sporting event. Joe Biden's transition team here in the United States has said 4 to 6 more weeks of lockdown, serious lockdown across the country, and has said that we should withhold government assistance and food stamps from people who refuse to be vaccinated. So in the state of New York, for example, the New York State Bar Association called upon the state to consider mandating vaccines, specifically for COVID. And now the legislature has to make that determination, but they're basing it on whether enough people choose to get vaccinated. Well, even people on extreme sides of the political spectrum agree, no vaccine. And if they do agree that, okay, I'll get a vaccine for some things, but I'm definitely not getting this COVID vaccine, well, the state wants to mandate it. A lot of people want to mandate it. And if someone just stepped up to a podium and said, we're going to have health passes, we're going to force you to get vaccinated, you will not be able to travel, congregate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, unless you do what we tell you to do, there would be far more open rebellion against it. But if you convince the average person that rebellion against it is dangerous to them, to their lives, to their livelihood, to their families, to their friends, to their community, to their state, to their country, to their flag, to their nationality, to their religion, to their freedom. There don't need to be stormtroopers or brown shirts or red guards. There's just that guy or that woman at the store who sees you not standing 6 feet away. And they come after you. Those are the arbiters of this tyranny. The people possessed by ideology and the people possessed first and foremost by fear and terror. I have seen people physically shake when they converse with me. I had an interaction yesterday. And the interaction was Sunday. Today's Tuesday. I had an interaction Sunday with a woman at a store. And I'm going to check out. And this woman asks the cashier, she looks at me and then asks the cashier, isn't a mask policy? And he said, yeah, but not everyone is going to wear one. And she keeps looking back at me. And I said, hey, I have like a lung and heart problem, and I sincerely cannot wear a mask. And the doctor that I have, I don't ever go see a doctor, but I went to see my son's doctor once, and he gave me a note and told me not to wear a mask. And she physically started shaking. She said, I'm an infectious disease expert. And I said, well, great. You should know that that mask is a worthless piece of cloth, that a virus is smaller than the mask itself. And she, ladies and gentlemen, agreed with me and said, it doesn't matter. You still need to wear it. This has nothing to do with science. This is about sycophantic control freaks. And I'm not talking about people in government or people at the World Economic Forum, but psychopaths and control freaks and people that feel weak and insignificant, given a little bit of social power, that think they have a right to dictate and to tell you what you can or can't do. This woman said she was an infectious disease expert, and she agreed that viruses were smaller than the holes in the mask. She agreed with me and still said, wear it. I don't care. I mean, the cognitive dissonance and the double speak is an understatement. These people are literally possessed. And she was physically shaking. And that's happened to me at least twice this month, interactions with people that are physically shaking. And I don't know if it's strictly because they're afraid, but also we've seen that it might not be a fear of a sickness, but people have been brainwashed to think that if someone is not wearing a mask or not social distancing or whatever the case might be, that they're the ones that are physically violent. But in no interaction I've ever had, have I done anything even so much as raise my voice. I've had people call me names and scream at me. I've had people physically shake. I mean, this is possession. I said it last week, there needs to be an exorcism. And that exorcism is going to come about with hard evidence, not presumptions and insinuations and implications. Like one of the biggest stories in the United States back in the earlier part of this year, and I think that it was updated in September, was an article from the USA Today about 200 medical experts who said COVID-19 spreads through the air. And then when you actually read the study, it says the study did not look at gas clouds of patients infected with SARS-CoV-2 virus, but it hypothesized. They never analyzed a virus in the droplets. Now, most of you know that who listen to this show. And then you have Fauci saying he doesn't care. You're going to wear the mask and you're going to have the distancing and you're going to not shake hands and you're going to not have sex unless you wear a mask ever again, even if you have a vaccine. It's a slow, incremental process. Agenda 2030 is a slow, incremental process. The World Economic Forum's Great Reset is a slow, incremental process. I mean, these are the same billionaire, elitist scum that have always controlled or attempted to control the lives of the average person. A hierarchy, a form of monarchy, dictated from the top down. Like, there are people who apparently believe they are fighting the man by being funded by the man. They actually believe that in order to save the planet and to fight against these big, evil, billion-dollar corporations, that they have to submit to Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and Prince Charles. Are you kidding me? Are you mentally unstable? Are you mentally ill? Do you have any brain cells functioning? That's not being mean. I'm serious. There are people apparently who believe I'm fighting the man. I'm fighting back against white supremacy and terrorism and fascism and Nazism and corporate greed and environmental destruction by turning over all my power and signing my soul to the devil and letting Prince Charles, who might actually be the Antichrist, at least in archetypical form, him and a handful of others fit that bill, like Prince William is another great archetypical example of the Antichrist, and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. Who are these people? And Klaus Schwab is at the World Economic Forum talking like he just came down from a giant cube like the Borg and says, we will assimilate your physical and digital and biological identities. He literally said that we'll merge your physical, digital, and biological identities. Is nobody hearing this or seeing this? Oh, that's just a movie. No, he literally said it at the World Economic Forum. So if anybody got up on a podium and said, this is what's going to happen, we're going to merge you with machines, and it's not going to make you more intelligent, more free, it's not going to make you happier. If you want to travel, you'll have to have a health pass. You'll have to take all of our vaccines, all of our drugs, watch what we tell you to watch, listen to what we tell you to listen to, quote unquote, vote who we tell you to vote for to preserve your mob rule democracy while the republic is destroyed. There would be open rebellion from more than a few percent of the people. But no, it comes along in a peaceful way. We're here to save you. It's official now. The COVID vaccines, they say, Bill Gates said it months ago, but it's official now. He said 700,000 people will die from them. It's a massive violation of the Nuremberg Code. But who cares? Unelected global government medical czar, Bill Gates, says you will take it. And the mainstream media is now reporting if you get very sick from the vaccine, that means it's working. You talk about a distortion of reality. It's just unbelievable. And they tell you this is what you're going to do if you want to live and survive. I mean, I don't know about what Christians think, or what believers in some literal apocalyptic revelations believe. But somebody somewhere is following a playbook so closely to the Revelation story that if it ain't real in the sense that it's not staged, they're following it because they know powerfully how that story and how the mind of the individual works. But how well that story and how well symbols communicate to the subconscious, they know how to control your every thought. And when you let them establish this system and merge the physical, digital, and biological identities, there will never be a free human on this planet ever again. I'm Ryan Gable, and this is The Secret Teachings on The Fringe FM. Check out our archive for the show, the montages, and more, all at www.thesecretteachings.info. When you subscribe or when you buy a book, it supports The Secret Teachings, The Fringe FM, and you. Check it out at thesecretteachings.info. Email us at rdgable@yahoo.com. And stay tuned for our montage coming up. It'll be in the archive on the website. It's called The Great Reset. There's more after this. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to The Secret Teachings. To contact the show, to share information and your opinion, or give recommendations, email rdgable@yahoo.com. Visit the Facebook page, facebook.com/thesecretteachings, or visit the website at www.thesecretteachings.info.
You could listen to this.
And that show is now running all day Friday and all day Saturday on History Channel, which is really amazing. Since I don't know if there's any other show on TV that's doing that right now, so...
I hate this channel.
Or you could listen to The Secret Teachings with myself, Ryan Gable, 5 nights a week, and join us to explore the outer limits and quarantine zones of history, symbolism, parapolitics, myth, and more. We don't have insiders or some Galactic Confederation ambassador, but we do have books, memories, critical thinking skills, and an ability to recognize patterns. And we also know a little bit about a lot. But don't take my word for it.
I'm kind of like you. I'm a last of a dying breed, a generalist.
Find the Fringe.fm Monday through Friday for new episodes of The Secret Teachings, or check out TalkStream Live in the Paranormal Radio app. Visit www.thesecretteachings.info to subscribe to the entire show archive so that you can listen, stream, and download every episode after it airs. Subscribers also get access to our montages and digital books. www.thesecretteachings.info and The Secret Teachings Monday through Friday on The Fringe FM. Don't settle for less.
And again, you know, people say David has no evidence, but...
I hate this channel.
Do you like The Secret Teachings and Ryan's passionately balanced approach to subjects from food and health to the entertainment industry and the occult? Then check out Ryan's books, available in PDF and softcover with free shipping in the United States. For a practical, balanced, and unique look at the food industry, vaccinations, the theories of disease, and geoengineering, grab a copy of Food Philosophy. For a deeper look into artificial intelligence, UFO cults, black goo, and pacts made with the devil in the music and entertainment industry, have a look at the Technological Elixir. Or look for Ryan's masterpiece, Occult Arcana, an encyclopedia of occult knowledge spanning from mythology and science to symbols and sigils, from ritual magic to voodoo, and from comparative religion and psychic abilities to paranormal activity. All three books can be purchased on the website at thesecretteachings.info, where you can read reviews from other authors and radio hosts around the world. Just visit thesecretteachings.info.
Why listen to The Fringe FM? We are your number one source for talk radio the mainstream media won't touch. Joe Roop brings you everything occult with Lighting the Void. Ryan Gables shatters paradigms with esoteric knowledge on The Secret Teachings. Gigi and Cortana explore the inner workings of our reality with Shift Happens. Jess of The Rogue Report brings you years of research to explore the hidden facts behind alternative topics. And myself, Alex Exum of Live Talk, the so-called Joker in the deck. We are The Fringe FM.
This is Jess Rogie from the Rogie Report News, and I literally sift through hundreds of articles a week to bring you the best in Fringe news. Check out the Rogie Report News here on The Fringe FM.
You can't handle the truth!
Join me on a journey where getting lost is the only true destination. Where happiness is an illusion. Here, where the past, present, and future all coexist on the same timeline. Welcome to a future where our true reflection is only revealed once the screen goes dark. Welcome to the darkness. I hope you find it enlightening.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for the great work that you guys are doing. Phenomenal show, for phenomenal interview, phenomenal questions. And I'd be willing to come back at any time and explore other topics for discussion. So thank you for having me on today. Hi, everyone. This is Mark Passio from whatonearthishappening.com. And you're listening to The Secret Teachings with Ryan Gable.
They've delivered us a clear victory, a convincing victory, a victory for we the people.
And the Jedi Rebellion has been foiled.
What's happened?
The Chancellor's been elaborating on a plot by the Jedi to overthrow the Senate.
A remaining Jedi will be hunted down and defeated.
Our
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't want people to forget the people who continue to enable you-know-who. In a tweet asking, is anyone archiving the you-know-who sycophants when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future?
The attendant on my life has left me scarred and deformed.
Press the so-called reset button.
But I assure you, my resolve has never been stronger.
We can build back better.
The nature of peace and the nature of order.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire.
Now is the historical moment in time, not only to fight Syria virus, but to shape the system.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal.
It is imperative that we reimagine, rebuild, redesign, reinvigorate, and rebalance our worlds.
We can do this. We can build back better.
To ensure that we do not fall back to old recipes, but that we really look at forward-oriented solutions.
We're seeing all over this nation, all cities and all parts of the country, indeed across the world, an outpouring of joy, of hope, renewed faith in tomorrow. Bring a better day.
So this is how liberty dies.
Press the reset button.
With thunderous applause.
That we have to bring about, together with other countries, a different consciousness of what a world order is.
To lead in shaping a new world order.
To try to find an order that the whole world can accept.
Equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place.
The battle to restore decency, defend democracy, and give everybody in this country a fair shot. That's all they're asking for, a fair shot.
For a safe and secure
new world order.
The nature of peace and the nature of order.
We are standing up for America and for the American people. And we are also standing up for the world. That is why America will always choose independence and cooperation over global governance, control, and domination.
My single greatest concern, this president's going to try to steal this election.
The Chancellor's been elaborating on a plot by the Jedi to overthrow the Senate.
They've delivered us a clear victory, a convincing victory, a victory for we the people.
You know,
an outpouring of joy, of hope.
Press the so-called reset button.
Rebuild, redesign, reinvigorate, and rebalance our world.
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
We can build back better.
I'm Ryan Gable, and this is The Secret Teachings on The Fringe FM. Last week I shared with you what the three red banners mean. It was a slogan in the 1950s in communist China as the revolution continued indefinitely to build a better socialist communist state. Those three red banners used by the Biden-Harris campaign, the three red banners to build a better state, build back better. Politico, The Atlantic, The New York Times, and others are openly celebrating the downfall of the U.S. Republic. I'm not being hyperbolic. Politico has an article that says global trade goes on with America sidelined. Oops, too bad you didn't do what the World Health Organization, the UN, and China told you to do. Get down on your knees and beg to be let into the global governing body. The Atlantic says how the pandemic defeated America. And this article in particular is actually a couple of months old. which I think is even more telling because this was in August, months ago. How did it come to this, they say? A virus thousands of times smaller than a dust mite has humbled and humiliated the planet's most powerful nation. From the east, the demon Oriens is summoned, riding on the donkey or horse or elephant, political ideology of the Democrats or the Republicans, accompanied by his female counterpart, in this case Kamala Harris, to bring destruction to the West. From the East comes a virus, something people say is contagious and that infects and reinfects. It possesses, takes over your body, takes over your life, essentially takes over your soul, removes the soul, and subjects you to medical authoritarianism in the hope that a vaccine or a mask or whatever it might be can exorcise the demon from you. As the demon Orion comes, the demon brings about destruction by fire, mass chaos, violence, etc., and rips down the Western world, destroys the West. People like Klaus Schwab have said, we will merge the physical, digital, and biological identities of human beings in this new revolution. His own words. It's a little bit muffled from the audio recording from the World Economic Forum, but here it is.
It's at the end, what the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
Now, if I didn't know better, I would probably think that sounds just a little bit like this.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
I mean, literally, this is an episode of Star Trek. It is literally an episode of Star Wars. You heard the clips in the montage where the Jedi were blamed for attempting to overthrow the Senate. It was really the Sith that had corrupted people's minds that was responsible for the chaos and for the destruction that followed. The Jedi were the only thing that preserved the Republic, which fell when the Empire came into existence, when everything was merged under the control of the Sith Lord. It's not like, oh, you get that from a movie. No, the movies get that from real life. They get that from history. At least Star Wars as a political type of space Western film gets it from history. George Lucas got it from history. Or at least having some knowledge of what was going to happen in the future when those movies came out in the early 21st century, the early 2000s. Klaus Schwab sounds like a Borg. I mean, it's really unbelievable. I need to play that again for you. And then I have something that you need to hear from the World Economic Forum about everything that I've talked to you about so far this evening, specifically about the demon of the East conquering the West and what that means. But here is Klaus Schwab again. Your physical, digital, and biological identities will be merged.
It's at the end. What the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
I mean, it's revenge of the New World Order. It's revenge of the Sith. It's the Borg. I mean, how incredibly similar are those two statements? I mean, it's the energy, it's the nature of the archetype in entertainment, movies, television, stories, manifesting in real life, and real life manifesting in entertainment. It's just, it's incredible. And then the World Economic Forum, along with, you know, Politico and The Atlantic and The New York Times, how America was defeated by the pandemic. So in other words, I believe at this point that whatever COVID-19 is, something's patented, something exists. I just don't think it causes a disease. I think it's more like nano particulate inorganic material, like what was found in a quality control investigation on vaccines, micro and nano contamination, published by MedCrave, the International Journal of Vaccines and Vaccination, back in 2017, where they said, in conclusion to their analysis, that what they found were inorganic micro and micro, submicro, nano-sized inorganic foreign bodies ranging from 100 nanometers to about 10 microns identified in all cases of the vaccines. That study was pulled from most places it was published. I believe those scientists were arrested and or raided. That was back in 2017. So it's almost as if whatever it is that we call a virus is more like nanotech. It's more like neural dust, smart dust. Remember, Julian Assange also said that too. Julian Assange said it's evil dust. UC Berkeley, on their website, type in UC Berkeley, a sprinkling of neural dust will bring it right up. I think that's what the so-called virus is. Nanotechnology. I believe the guy that was arrested as being essentially a Chinese spy, he didn't disclose his connections to China, up in Canada, and I believe he had some connection to nanotech research as well. I don't recall that story too well, but it's another piece to the puzzle. So it's like a biological, digital, nanotechnology released by China, then controlling perception through media to create this image of a pandemic. Proof comes in the isolation of the inorganic material, which is further amplified by faulty tests, amplified PCR test cycles, up to 45 to 50 cycles when the normal cycle is 30, 32, to create all of this fear and terror and rising and falling numbers and being able to turn it on and turn it off. Lockdowns, no lockdowns, distance, no distance, targeting certain locations for vaccines. I mean, this is tyranny on a level that no one in history could have imagined. And that biological attack, that nanotech attack, whatever you'd like to call it, if you want to look at it from this perspective, seems as if it was a cold assault on the United States that stood in the way, along with Russia to some degree, of a global government dominated by the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as the little subgroups of that government, the United Nations, the World Bank, the IMF, etc. How the pandemic defeated America is a headline from The Atlantic. People are celebrating like the United States of America has collapsed, the Republic is gone, massive election fraud, massive voting fraud. I mean, if you want to put Tulsi Gabbard or someone like that into office, I'm a little bit more game. I don't care if they're Democrats. But Joe Biden is like a Chinese agent. Like, it's pretty open and available for anybody to see it, not to mention the compromised nature of his vice presidency because of his son and other stuff he was involved in. And then he's installed as essentially like a puppet dictator. And it's all leading us towards dismantling the United States, deindustrializing the world, and doing what the World Economic Forum says will happen by 2030. This is on their website. It says, as Brexit and Donald Trump's victory show, predicting even the immediate future is no easy feat. When it comes to what our world will look like in the medium term, how we will organize our cities, where we will get our power from, what we will eat, what it will mean to be a refugee, it gets even trickier. But imagining the societies of tomorrow can give us a fresh perspective on the challenges and opportunities of today. We asked experts from the Global Future Councils for their take on the world in 2030, and these are the results from the death of shopping to the resurgence of the nation state. Here's what they tell you will happen by 2030. Some of these are directly in line with the 17 goals for the UN Sustainability Project, which essentially is a form of cultural genocide and destruction. Number one, all products will have become services. You will not own anything. You will only rent what you have. Number two, there is a global price on carbon. You will have to pay a carbon tax, just like the World Bank said years ago. They want $4 trillion in carbon taxes paid to them by all the governments of the world in order to save the world from carbon dioxide. Even if you are an environmentalist, this has to make you think, why would I pay $4 trillion to the World Bank? What is the World Bank going to do to save us? Number three, U.S. dominance is over. We have a handful of global powers, so within the next 10 years, no more United States. There will just be semi-imperial tendencies organized by the U.S., Russia, China, Germany, India, and Japan, probably with China at the helm. Number four, there will be no more hospitals. Everything will be done through technology. Everything will be done in the home because you won't really be able to leave your home. And this is according to Melanie Walker, a medical doctor and World Bank advisor. They mean tiny robotic tubes and bioprinted organs, self-driving cars, personalized medicine. Number five, we are eating much less meat. In other words, they're going to ban your ability to consume meat through an incremental process. So you might end up never having real butter or real meat unless you rob a train going to Klaus Schwab's estate. Number six is very interesting. Today's Syrian refugees will be CEOs in 2030. We'd have to go back to that one. Number seven, the values that built the West will have been tested to breaking point. That's what all the big newspapers are celebrating. The values that built the West will have been tested to the breaking point. No, this is not true. The values prized in the West are not the responsible parties for the destruction of Western culture. Western culture has been destroyed despite those Western values, by people who hold other values or hold no values at all. Number eight, by the 2030s, we'll be ready to move humans toward the red planet. And although this might seem like some wonderful scientific progressive endeavor, it strikes me with a little bit of nostalgia for something I used to read about and talk about. Kind of sounds like that series of alternatives where the elite, like Elysium, build a breakaway civilization, live on a giant space station where there's no sickness, no disease, no war, no conflict, no pollution or poverty or anything. Everybody else is left to starve to death on Earth. But we'll be the ones used to build that system to send these people to Mars, just like all those Chinese people in that movie 2012, where they built those giant arcs, but they didn't get passes to get on board. They were just useful idiots that built the arcs so that the rich and powerful could survive the end of the world in that movie. Those are the eight visions of the World Economic Forum. They also see 30 other things happening if they get their way. If we get it right, they say, we'd win the fight against climate change. We'd cut violent crime in half. We'd empower billions with mobile technology. We'd have clean air. We'd build a fair and democratic gig economy. Like, is anybody else noticing what this sounds like? It just sounds like what Klaus Schwab said. It sounds like we are going to merge your biological and technological identities. He said digital, physical, in order, physical, digital, biological. The Borg in Star Trek said biological and technological. They're going to merge. Resistance to what we want is futile.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance
is futile. Klaus Schwab.
It's at the end what the fossil industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
Klaus Schwab literally sounds like a Borg. I'm Ryan Gable. This is The Secret Teachings. Check out www.thesecretteachings.info to subscribe to our archive for the show and for the montages, and to purchase my books all right there on the website. You can also find the top news tab, and you can see some behind the scene pictures and things like that. Facebook.com/The Secret Teachings is social media, and the email is rdgable@yahoo.com. When we come back, I'm going to break down the health passes. They're not coming. They're already here, being implemented by Ticketmaster and major airlines. Health passes, papers, papier bitte. Papers, please. We'd like your papers or you can't travel. It's here. Becoming aware of it, knowing what to expect, the only way that you're going to be able to resist it in any meaningful manner. Submitting will get you nowhere. It never has, and it never will. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to order. It's obedience to God.
If you're interested in all things that include the occult, from witchcraft to voodoo, and from mythology to alchemy, then why not check out the book Occult Arcana, complete with hundreds of beautiful images. Maybe you want to look at technology, black goo, UFOs, and demonic pacts made in the entertainment industry. Check out the Technological Elixir, black goo, transhumanism, and invoking AI. Or if that's not enough and you want a practical look at food, lifestyles, and ingredients, even those in your pet food, with free solutions to better health, then check out Food Philosophy. All three of these books are available in softcover or PDF at www.thesecretteachings.info. That's where you can read reviews, see pictures, and even order yours today. It not only supports The Secret Teachings and Fringe FM, but most importantly, it supports you.
You could listen to this.
And that show is now running all day Friday and all day Saturday on History Channel, which is really amazing. I don't know if there's any other show on TV that's doing that right now, so...
I hate this channel.
Or you could listen to The Secret Teachings with myself, Ryan Gable, 5 nights a week, and join us to explore the outer limits and quarantine zones of history, symbolism, parapolitics, myth, and more. We don't have insiders or some Galactic Confederation ambassador, but we do have books, memories, critical thinking skills, and an ability to recognize patterns. And we also know a little bit about a lot. But don't take my word for it.
I'm kind of like you. I'm a last of a dying breed, a generalist.
Find the Fringe.fm Monday through Friday for new episodes of The Secret Teachings or check out TalkStream Live in the Paranormal Radio app. Visit www.thesecretteachings.info to subscribe to the entire show archive so that you can listen, stream, and download every episode after it airs. Subscribers also get access to our montages and digital books. www.thesecretteachings.info and The Secret Teachings Monday through Friday on The Fringe FM.
They all say the same thing. They're all like, you know, over the last 4 years, everything good that happened was because of us. And we would have done more good stuff if it wasn't for those guys. And then the Democrats go, well, we did all the good stuff. It's like you're all working for the same guy.
Alex Exum.
My name is Alex Exum, and I host Live Talk here on The Fringe FM. If you're sick of hearing about COVID-19, I invite you to listen to my show, 7 p.m. Pacific, Tuesday nights, for a COVID-free zone. We will not be talking about the C word. We discuss news, society, and culture, but not COVID-19. Go listen to the other fear mongers if you want to hear that nonsense.
Want more of The Fringe? Check out thefringe.fm for more information on your favorite shows. Also, don't forget to check out the Fringe mobile app or the other ways you can tune in through the Paranormal Radio app and TalkStream Live. Where the normal and paranormal collide, it's The Fringe FM.
Do you have everything you need to explore The Secret Teachings?
I've got my secret socks on and my secret TV and my secret TV channel.
Looks like SpongeBob's ready. Are you?
This is Dave Cruz, host of Beyond the Strange, and you're listening to The Fringe FM.
When a long train of abuses, usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security.
Listen to The Secret Teachings 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, on The Fringe FM.
This is KTLK Digital Broadcasting, The Fringe FM.
They've delivered us a clear victory. A convincing victory, a victory for we the people.
And the Jedi Rebellion has been foiled.
What's happened?
The Chancellor's been elaborating on a plot by the Jedi to overthrow the Senate.
A remaining Jedi will be hunted down and defeated.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't want people to forget the people who continue to enable you-know-who. In a tweet asking, is anyone archiving the you-know-who sycophants when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future?
The attendant on my life has left me scarred and deformed.
Press the so-called reset button.
But I saw my resolve. Has never been stronger.
We can build back better.
nature of Pete and the nature of order.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire for a safe and secure society.
Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight Syria virus, but to shape the system.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal.
It is imperative that we reimagine, rebuild, redesign, reinvigorate, and rebalance our worlds.
We can do this. We can build back better.
To ensure that we do not fall back to old recipes, but that we really look at forward-oriented solutions.
We're seeing all over this nation, all cities and all parts of the country, indeed across the world, an outpouring of joy, of hope, renewed faith in tomorrow. Bring a better day.
So this is how liberty dies.
Press the reset button.
With thunderous applause.
That we have to bring about, together with other countries, a different consciousness of what a world order is.
To lead in shaping a new world order.
To try to find an order that the whole world can accept.
Equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place.
The battle to restore decency, defend democracy, and give everybody in this country a fair shot. That's all they're asking for, a fair shot.
For a safe and secure
new world order.
The nature of peace and the nature of order.
We are standing up for America and for the American people. And we are also standing up for the world. That is why America will always choose independence and cooperation over global governance, control, and domination.
My single greatest concern. This president's going to try to steal this election.
The Chancellor's been elaborating on a plot by the Jedi to overthrow the Senate.
They've delivered us a clear victory, a convincing victory, a victory for we the
people. You know,
an outpouring of joy, of hope.
And an amazing Jedi will be hunted down and defeated.
Press the so-called reset button.
Rebuild, redesign, reinvigorate, and rebalance our world.
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
We can build back better.
The pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world. Klaus Schwab, founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum. I'm Ryan Gable, and you're listening to The Secret Teachings on The Fringe FM. If you want to fly, if you want to travel, if you want to go to a sporting event, you're going to have a health pass and a vaccine certificate before you're allowed to do these two things. At least that's according to Axios and a number of other publications, including MarketWatch, where they're saying they want to use Common Pass, a system that is a non-profit initiative to process people through with health passes / vaccine certificates in order to get onto a plane, in order to go to a game, and eventually in order to be able to travel outside of your quarantine zones. And it just so happens to be that Common Pass is a nonprofit initiative backed by the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab and Prince Charles. So what happens is, 3 global alliances representing 58 airlines are pushing governments to allow widespread COVID-19 testing of passengers instead of existing quarantine restrictions that they argue are ineffective and have killed travel demand. Ticketmaster's plan to require a digital health pass for concert goers could be used as a model for airlines. And here's how it would work. After purchasing a ticket, fans would need to verify they've been vaccinated or tested negative for coronavirus 24 to 72 hours before the event, depending on local health regulations. Now, there are a couple of problems with this, and they're obvious problems that are meant to be problems. I would argue that you could come into contact with someone, could you not, who is sick before you go to the concert, but after you've given this notice, within that 24-hour time period, you know, and in that case, they'll eventually argue, you have to take the vaccine. Testing is irrelevant. The fan would instruct the lab to share their status with a third-party health information company like Clear Health Pass or IBM's Digital Health Pass. That's what you want. You want to share your information like that with IBM and Watson. You want to share it with a company that literally ran eugenics operations. The Health Pass company would verify the attendee's COVID-19 status to Ticketmaster, which would then issue the fan the credentials needed to access the event. If you thought going to a sporting event and being frisked and taking off things and putting them in little bowls and cups and plastic containers and walking through the metal detector and getting felt up at the airport, if you thought that was invasive, now you're going to have to be screened against COVID-19. Ticketmaster would not have access to the fan's medical records, they say, and would only have encrypted verification of whether a fan is cleared to attend an event on a given date. The bottom line, no health pass, no admittance, and perhaps no flying. Again, the Common Pass system is based on a nonprofit initiative which is funded by the WEF, the World Economic Forum, run by Klaus Schwab, who said, we will never return to normal. Klaus Schwab, who said, every country from the U.S. to China must participate. Every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed. And we will merge the physical, digital, and biological distinctiveness of the individual in the fourth industrial revolution.
It's at the end, what the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
And I can't help but thinking it sounds a little bit like this.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
It's like you're seeing the ships, whether they're airships or they're boats, positioning themselves around the target. And we know who the admirals are. We know who the captains are. We know who's running the show. We know who's following orders. We know who is like a little fish attached to a big shark, just participating so the shark doesn't eat them. We know who they are. We know what they believe in, which is essentially nothing. No consciousness, just petrified, terrified serfs groveling to the Lord, groveling to the King, not to kill them, to spare them, and to give them just enough to get by, and they will willingly serve royalty. The ships are positioned, the cannons are loaded, and we're not even waiting on the first cannon to fire. Ships are already firing all of their cannons. The World Economic Forum is telling you this is it. This is the all-out global assault. For a decade of radio for myself, and for two or three decades for some other radio hosts, and for some researchers, a lifetime, 50, 60 years, have been saying this is going to happen. There will be a merging of man with machine. People like Musk and Kurzweil have bragged about it and have warned about it. They have told us what is going to happen. They have sold us technology, toys, gadgets, gizmos, and ideas that numb us and keep us from recognizing the dangers of what those toys do to us, to acclimate us into acquiescing and into participating in what will come next. Little Trojan horses that get more authoritarian, more Orwellian, more controlling, more restrictive, more spying, more data collection. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. Swimming underneath of these sharks does not protect you from the shark. You just end up getting eaten by a bigger shark. Playing the game that is rigged means that you lose no matter how honest, how decent, how good of a person you are. The game is rigged. This is an open, global declaration from Politico to the New York Times to the Atlantic to the World Economic Forum, foreign governments, foreign leaders, corrupted, ugly, puke face, so-called politicians in the United States, big businesses, tech companies, hostile foreign governments that have infiltrated not just the United States, but other countries as well, waging cold wars to spark internal civil hot wars, to send in what Henry Kissinger said would be an appalling action today, but something that the American people would be thankful for tomorrow, and that is blue helmets on the street to stop civil unrest. Whether it's organized organically or it's artificial, no more borders, no border, no wall, no USA at all. No borders. Sounds great, but if you have no containment system, if you have no system of protection, of checks and balances, there's no stopping the ideological infection and the possession from spreading from one country to another country where there are no countries. One mistake, honest or otherwise, one Machiavellian decision, one dictum from the Politburo destroys the lives of billions of people. We saw that in communist China. One of the greatest examples and one of the closest examples we've seen to a global government with so many people in China and tens of millions were starved to death. In 1952, the Chinese government said that the United States had waged a biological chemical attack against China, against Manchuria, against North Korea. None of this was true, and the Chinese government later admitted that it was a lie, but it got people to react. People were afraid. They cleaned everything they came into contact with. They had to round up insects because the insects supposedly carried the disease. Local governments wasted years of medical supplies. People were murdered. People turned against each other because if they didn't participate, they were not a good citizen. They were trying to harm others with the diseases that were dropped by the United States that didn't actually happen. And people began to wear masks. And people began to distance themselves from each other. That whole communist, atheistic system is anti-human, anti-God, anti-everything that is soulful, that is beautiful. And they tell you that they're going to give you all this money and all this commonality and all this property. You get nothing. Nothing. Equality is being equally poor across the board, while the elite get all the meat and all the cheese and all the butter and all the chocolate. And they get to live in their space station above Earth and have drones monitor the planet. Hundreds of millions of people are starving. Hundreds of millions of people are going homeless because of lockdowns. The anxiety, the stress, the worry, the fear is corrupting the mind, the body, and the soul in a way that any biological, chemical agent could never do. Turning people against themselves, against people that are otherwise close to them on a global scale. And then Klaus Schwab and these other psychopaths step into the spotlight and say, "We are here to save you. You do what we tell you to do. You don't die. We have the vaccine, but you keep the mask on indefinitely. You never take the mask off. We will merge your physical, digital, and your biological distinctiveness to our own." That's the Great Reset. And anyone who supports nationality and closed borders and the rule of law and the Constitution, hell, if you support clean drinking water and clean food for that matter, independent thought, freedom of choice, expression, you are seen as an enemy of the global state, of the Golden Circle plantation, an enemy of the synthetically controlled, artificially controlled human population under the control of these global governing bodies, ideologically possessed and more. Free thought is a threat. An idea is bulletproof. And the ideas that we have, whether they are ideas of change or simply opinions, whether others agree or don't agree, need to be expressed. Free thought must be preserved. Above all else, free speech must be preserved, and the right inherently given by nature to all men, all women, all humans, to self-defense when people are coming toward you with needles, guns, knives, handcuffs, and all manner of other things to scare you, to coerce you, to force you to acquiesce so that you participate. And if you don't participate, you cannot function in the world. You're like a phone that hasn't gotten the new update. They no longer support you as a free, sovereign individual. None of this should be scary or terrifying. It should be empowering, and it also should be invigorating, because if you focus on the dark, oppressive nature of what's happening, and you really focus on the details, you can feel something else. You can feel something good and positive, like warm and fuzzy. And it's there as a resistance if we choose to tap into it. And the point we are at is when anyone who wants that sovereignty and wants that freedom and wants that liberty, they are the Jedi that the Emperor says, "We're trying to overthrow the Senate. We're trying to overthrow democracy. We're trying to rig the election." And they will be hunted down and dealt with and destroyed. While the Emperor, the Sith, was responsible for all the horrors that led, along with the decadence of the Republic, to its destruction. organized into a galactic empire. In our case, organized into a global empire. With no borders, no wall, and no USA at all. And anyone who wants to preserve the rule of law, freedom of speech, self-defense, is seen as an enemy of the state, an enemy of the empire, a rebel, and they are to be dealt with as rebel scum. They are to be dealt with, they are to be destroyed, they are to be eliminated. And all allegiance shall be pledged indefinitely to the state, whose powers will grow immensely and uncontrollably as the roots of the Sith dig further and further into the human spirit and soul, extracting the good and replacing it with darkness and evil, turning everyone against each other. In all that darkness, though, there is positivity and light. It's recognizing your ability as an individual to speak, to be heard, and to not be afraid. Darkness feeds on darkness. Light, even a little bit, illuminates the darkness. And those that want to illuminate the darkness have made the Sith very, very angry. And so here they come with the Great Reset. It's a revenge of the New World Order. I'm Ryan Gable. This is The Secret Teachings. Go to our website and subscribe to support the show. 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, you get access to the archive, the montages, and the digital books, but you can also buy one of my books as well on the website. Please go to the show website, support the show at thesecretteachings.info. I can't explain how much it is helpful and how much I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, stay informed. And if you have any questions or comments, email us at rdgable@yahoo.com and stay tuned to The Fringe FM. Time may be up for tonight's broadcast of The Secret Teachings, but don't worry, you can still catch us Monday through Friday right here exclusively on The Fringe FM. You can also subscribe to the show and montage archive while grabbing my books at thesecretteachings.info. To get in contact with us, you can email the show at rdgable@yahoo.com. Stay tuned to KTLK Digital Broadcasting, The Fringe FM.
Agree what's in the best interest of all the people, and then do it.
That's exactly what we do. The trouble is that people don't always agree.
Well, then they should be made to.
By whom? Who's going to make them?
I don't know. Someone.
You?
Of course not me.
But someone.
Someone wise.
Sounds an awful lot like a dictatorship to me.